Hello. Here today we have an environmentalist who is favoring a specific source and is here to tell us about it.
Hi, I'm very happy to be here today to share my opinion. I think our country should use a different source because our country is currently going through global warming.
Okay, so we have many questions for you today about your energy resource.
That's good because I have many answers.
That's great. So tell us, what is your choice for our country and what is it all about?
I chose hydroelectricity, which is produced by the energy of moving water, the production of power through use of gravitational force or falling or flowing water.
Oh, I see. So I heard that by using hydroelectric energy, the pollution rate is decreased. Is that correct?
Yes, that is very true, because fuels aren't being burned, so the air stays cleaner.
Okay, so what are some other advantages for using this energy source?
Well, water is free because it's provided by nature. Plus, it's renewable because rainfall renews the reservoirs, so it's plentiful. And it can be used throughout the world. No fuel is required. They do not have to import it from anywhere, so it's quicker. Few people need to operate it. It can be easily started and stopped. Water from the dams can be used for irrigation on farms. The dams help prevent floods. Once a dam is constructed, electricity can be produced at a constant rate. Dams are designed to last many decades, so this would contribute to the source of energy for years. Heat isn't involved, so it really can be used anywhere.
Okay, so since you said it can be used worldwide, just out of curiosity, can it be used in Beijing or, say, Alaska?
Yes, the temperature of the place doesn't matter, and they're both near large bodies of water.
Wow, so I now know that all energies aren't perfect and have their disadvantages, so why isn't everybody using hydroelectricity?
It's a long-term investment. It's dependent on precipitation. It can affect land and wildlife habitat, the loss of fish species. It depends on how often you use it or how big the places you're powering. It does interrupt the natural flow of a river, and artificial dams affect the natural balance of the ecosystem.
So I guess now I understand more why most people don't use it as much. This is because if we use this method too much, our supply of water will run out. And of course, as we all know, water is a major resource that we all need to live.
Exactly.
So I've been doing some research as well and discovered hydroelectric power plants are almost twice as efficient as fossil fuels or nuclear plants. So in your opinion, don't you agree that that is a big part in why we should use this more often?
Yes, that is exactly correct, and I do agree 100%. Using hydropower plants are better than the other methods because it's better for our Earth and easier for everybody in the world.
So, according to your research, what percentage of the United States uses hydroelectricity?
According to my records, in 2001, about 6% of the United States used it.
Wow, surprisingly, that is a very small amount.
Yes, but I hope we can increase that percentage. It does have quite a few disadvantages, but the advantages outweigh the disadvantages. Hydroelectricity is more efficient, better for the Earth, and can be used by everyone. I think our country should consider switching because we're all about going green.
Thank you for all your help. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, because now the people will really have to think what's best for them and what's best for our country.